In our continuing series celebrating the contributions of Asian Americans, we hold out our hands and look at some of the thousands of nail salons here in the United States. The chances are good that any given salon is owned or operated by someone of Vietnamese descent. The dominance of Vietnamese Americans can be traced to a prominent American movie star. That star's activism, along with social networking, has given Vietnamese immigrants a foothold in the multi-billion dollar business. VOA's Nicole Ross has more.
Joy's Spa blends in with the other colorful storefronts that line D.C.'s popular 18th Street. The spa's bright yellow sign hovers above the patio of a restaurant and bar below. To get to Joy's Spa, you have to walk up a narrow wooden staircase. Inside, it looks more like a nail salon than a spa. There are several beige chairs seated next to each other across from a row of manicure tables. There are two small rooms in the back for facials and waxing. This is a typical setup of a nail salon in the U.S. Also typically, the owner of Joy Spa is Vietnamese. Her name is Thay Nhien, but she calls herself Joy.
I don't know why most Vietnamese own the nail salon. I guess because after Vietnam War and all the Vietnam come over to America, and most of them, they don't speak no English, and hard to go get a job. And somehow it, that happened like this and be perfect for Vietnamese people.
According to Nails Magazine, 48% of nail salon workers in the U.S. are Vietnamese. The editor and associate publisher of Nails Magazine, Hannah Lee, says Vietnamese Americans are so prevalent in the nail industry because of what she calls the Tippi Hedren factor. Tippi Hedren is an American movie actress and former fashion model, best known for her starring role in the 1963 Hollywood thriller called The Birds, directed by Alfred Hitchcock. Hedren volunteered with the Relief and Development Organization during the fall of Saigon and helped set up a temporary relocation center for Vietnamese refugees in California. She says her manicured nails caught the attention of the refugees.
All of the girls kept saying, "Oh, I love your fingernails." I thought, "Oh, okay, this is fun. I'll bring my manicurist up." After that course was over, we rented a bus and bused the girls down to Sacramento, where they went to beauty school and obtained their cosmetology licenses, and off into the world they went. The networking was excellent with them, and very quickly this huge number of women were learning that the manicuring business was absolutely perfect.
In fact, networking was a key to success. Susan Eckstein is a professor of international relations and sociology at Boston University. She's also the co-author of an article on Vietnamese manicurists. She says networking has largely transformed the nail industry into a Vietnamese industry because the Vietnamese hire relatives. Joy explains how that worked at Joy Spa.
When I start here first, I do by myself, and then I bring my sister in, and then when my son, he finish college, he don't want to work for anybody. He want to come in, he work with us. Now he have his own business. And then my daughter-in-law came in here. She quit another job. She come here work with us. And then my daughter, she see her brother come here work. She quit her job. She come here work with us.
Joy was unaware of Tippi Hedren's involvement in the nail industry. In fact, she did not even know who Tippi is. Joy says she chose to go into nails because she enjoys customer service, and it was an easy industry to enter.
You only go to school, hang out 50 hours, get your license, go work for a couple months to get experience, then you can own your own shop.
Owning a nail salon is also not too expensive. As Hannah Lee of Nails Magazine explains,
the cost of running the nail salon is very low. It's a storefront, you've got basic plumbing, electricity, and then minimum equipment. So it's definitely an affordable business to start up.
While Vietnamese may have chosen to enter the nail industry because it is an inexpensive and quick way to become a business owner, they are remaining in the industry because there's opportunity for growth. Lee says many of the children and grandchildren of first-generation immigrant nail salon owners are entering the business.
They've grown up in America. They've gone to school in America. Most of them have gone to college in America, and they've just learned about branding, about better customer service, about design and decor, and they're just kind of expanding on what their parents started, but making it better.
For many Vietnamese immigrants, including Joy, nail salons are a symbol of the American dream.
American dream come true.
For VOA News, this is Nicole Roz.
To get the full story on Vietnamese manicurists, just visit our website. It's at voanews.com. Putting the man into manicurists, Steve Norman is up next with the latest world news on International Edition. I'm Jim Stevenson. Thanks for joining us today on Daybreak.